Residents along the Tar River in Greenville, directly and indirectly impacted by Hurricane Matthew and its subsequent flooding, have started recovery. Chris Thomas was in Greenville this week and has this report.
On Monday, the Greenville City Council held a special session during which Mayor Alan Thomas gave an update on the flooding situation.
At current river levels within the city of Greenville, the Tar River are currently around 22 feet. As we know, that is significantly into flood level, major flood level.
The river crested last Friday at 24.46 feet. Though it came about 5.25 feet away from record levels, flooding was widespread, putting parks and apartment complexes underwater for days and blocking major roadways. It's unknown exactly how much of a financial impact Hurricane Matthew had on the city.
Is that your window? Maybe on your dresser.
On Wednesday evening, I visited the King family, Maggie, Darius, and their 4-year-old daughter, Ella. They live in the flood zone, just outside of the city's limits. Their home, and their lives, were unscathed, but the flooding was close, very close.
The water came up probably within 3 feet of our house. The water and the houses in our neighborhood. We are directly beside a golf course and a pond at the beginning of the neighborhood as well. So all of that, including the street that leads up to our neighborhood, was completely underwater. I would say a good 5 to 6 feet.
The storm was a first for Maggie, and she said it was a jarring experience, especially after first responders canvassed her neighborhood Sunday, telling residents to get out and find shelter elsewhere.
It was scary. I'm from Charlotte, so we really don't have situations like this happen, really. And especially when the hurricane happened and we didn't even lose power, it was just very abrupt. It felt like, you know, we were a last minute thought to come in and warn us, you know, like that.
They stayed with a friend for more than a week. Many of the streets leading up to their home were unpassable.
The road that leads out to our neighborhood still is covered in mud and soot from it just receding, I think, within the last 36 hours.
As the week progressed and the water receded, more residents returned home to assess the situation and figure out what comes next.
Recovery. We've now moved to the next phase in this process as we work to get this community back to a sense of normality as best possible.
Recovery may be more intangible than tangible for the King family in Greenville. While their belongings were unharmed, their psyches were shaken.
I felt like this was a trial by fire in Eastern North Carolina life. You know, I'm a little less willing to feel comfortable about the water now. You know, I think that I'm always going to be on the verge of knowing that this could happen at any time, just so that I'm prepared. I definitely think that if another storm like this happens, I'll know, like, look, we need to go ahead and pack up because we know this is going to affect us this way.
That's not to mention the recovery needed in Goldsboro, where Darius is from and where members of his family still live.
They were without power for 2 days. The grocery store was flooded, but my mom was able to go to work, but my stepfather was not. So he has to work in Wilson because his job's underwater still, and they're cleaning it out.
Darius remembers Floyd and its aftermath, and he worries some things will repeat themselves, mainly the neglect and, at times, hostility shown toward the city's most vulnerable residents. Recovery, they believe, lies in visibility and empathy.
I remember people on the other side of the bridge blaming the people from the north side for crime and things like that. There wasn't a lot of understanding that their homes were gone, their businesses were gone, and, you know, mentally what that does to someone. So the main point is, with recovery, is hoping that that doesn't happen again, that everyone on this side is taken care of, as well as the people who live in the heart of Greenville, who are by the university and things like that.
At a restaurant in downtown Greenville, Dave Nelson expressed a similar concern. He worked for the Department of Homeland Security at Pitt Greenville Regional Airport. He also worked at the Welcome Middle School shelter in the town's northern end.
I went back up there even though the shelter is closed down, and I talked to some people along the affected areas, and I want to do whatever I can to make sure that they get whatever resources are available, because they had little before and nothing after.
Nelson said working at the shelter was a physically and emotionally taxing experience.
It was very exhausting emotionally and physically for them as well. Even though they had a safe place and they had regular meals and all that, they just seemed drained. And we did everything that we could for them.
Nelson believes recovery isn't simply settling back into normalcy, especially for those affected most keenly by the storm. It will be a joint community effort.
You know, when I've done disaster response in the past, I'm there for a while and then I leave. And you always kind of wonder, how is it going to turn out? But now I think it's going to be easier because, well, one, the loss of life and property was relatively contained. But the other is that I'll be able to see how it turns out.
Eastern North Carolina made international headlines during and immediately after the storm. For most, though, Hurricane Matthew was yesterday's news. But the work is just beginning for some. Matthew, like Floyd, has left a permanent mark on the region, from the lives it claimed, to the billions of dollars in damage it caused, to the incalculable effect it will have on the minds of its witnesses. Maggie King worries especially about the latter.
You know, it really affected our daughter. You know, she was just like the rest of us, trying to keep a happy face on. And, you know, but we all hit our times during last week where we just kind of broke down. I just see this life out here as a little more fragile. But on the other hand, it has given me such a good view of the kind of people who live out here. The kind of people who like band together and make sure you're okay, and what I have, as little as it may be, I will share with you to make sure that we're all okay.
I'm Chris Thomas.